The following audio is via a Skype call.
What might be in the way of you reaching and living your soul's divine purpose? Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden, inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The journey into spiritual healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. You will be engaged by powerful stories of hope, healing, love, and God as the source for real wellness. In this live call-in show, Dr. Jaffe brings testament to how medical spiritual healing and Sufism, together with traditional and complementary medicine, can heal life-threatening disease, chronic illness, and personal issues through understanding and transforming the inner causes and experiences that lock disease in place. Dr. Jaffe takes you on a journey and will show you how to find and heal these inner issues and painful unresolved subconscious wounds. You are listening to Journey into Spiritual Healing Radio with Dr. Jaffe.
Hey, everybody, I'm Dr. Pat, and I get to join Dr. Jaffe as we take on all of the topics that we as human beings embrace in our lives and sometimes don't embrace in our lives. And for those of you, just let me introduce you to Dr. Jaffe in case you've not heard the show before or have not heard him either on air with us or in person. You know, one of the things I love is that each of us is called to bring a certain thing into this world. Sometimes we're called to bring multiple aspects of the divine into this world. You know, for Dr. Jaffe, it's really talking with us, taking us on a journey into spiritual healing. Whether you've heard this show or have heard him speak or have heard him talk about medical spiritual healing, manifestation, divine presence, unity and love, whether you've heard one, any, or none of that, what you come to know about Dr. Ibrahim Jaffe is that besides being a licensed medical doctor, is somebody that has pioneered, and I want to say this very, very clearly, advanced energetic and spiritual healing. Now, I want to say pioneered for our time. And the reason I want to say pioneered for our time is because if you go back in ancient scriptures, if you go back in ancient hieroglyphics, if you go back as far back as you can go, where ancient shamans, where people, indigenous people, started to document and describe miraculous healings, what you find is what Dr. Jaffe talks about a lot. But now imagine bringing that into the modern world we live in. Yes, because we're in the modern world. Now think about for yourselves what it takes to integrate the beauty of ancient wisdom and the absolutely energetic highlights of a contemporary human society. That's what we're talking about. Today, he is taking on creating loving relationships. And the reason that this is so important is because once upon a time, we probably thought that we each lived on our own planets. And therefore, we did not have to co-create, collaborate, or co-anything with other people. Today, get ready, fasten your seatbelt about the word relationship. Dr. Jaffe, it's great to have you.
It's great to be back, Pat. I'm very happy to talk about relationships with you.
Yeah, boy, all you got to do is say the word. And, you know, I think most of us over 50 get a hot flash. You're a woman, right? I'm not quite sure what happens to men. But, you know, I ran into this last night. I got to share this with you to set the stage. Got to share it with you. My second love is hitting a little white ball around on a ping pong table very fast with a group of my friends. Last night, they must have looked at the show today that was coming up. And I play with a group, mostly my Asian friends. My coach is Mr. Jin Lee, amazing man. But somehow I think they looked at the show today. And so they started to ask me about relationships. And they started to ask me about, you know, why don't you get married again? Why this kind of thing, right? I have to tell you, it was one of the most uncomfortable points in time that I've ever spent on the table tennis court. But I'm not alone. There's a thing that goes on about relationships where people feel that if you're not in a loving married relationship, your life really sucks. But today, what we're going to take on is the multifaceted nature of relationship to really look at the whole picture, aren't we?
Yes, we are. That's right.
So let's define it from your perspective.
Well, I have a different point of view as a spiritual teacher and spiritual healer, which is that relationships are supposed to be about two people coming together and actually traveling spiritually together so that they elevate their consciousness, they elevate their hearts, and that the relationship is really utilized to bring people closer to enlightenment and oneness. And where most people think about relationships only as a place of love or a place of security, which is all good and valuable, but the deeper reason I believe relationships are there are for that spiritual evolution. And this is what we haven't been taught. And unfortunately, I believe that's why most relationships are falling apart, because people don't address those issues.
And can I ask you this question?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a perspective that you have? Now, you travel all over the world. You've just coming off of being on tour and traveling and talking. What, from your perspective, could be a rational explanation of why we don't address it?
Well, I think that what happens is the issues of relationship are so strong when people come together. You know, they call it holy matrimony for a reason. You know, when people marry, there are literally energetic bonds that are woven between people's hearts and bodies, you know, and then all of a sudden, you know, in a certain way, it's kind of like a prison, which is that you can't get out of those bonds unless you break, you know, if you divorce, yes. But if you don't divorce, you're tied together with your partner. And you can't get away. And so what ends up happening is, because in most cases, people don't know how to deal with the issues that come up between them and between the merging, that they turn to security and they turn to love and they turn to the kids, but they don't rarely ever address what's really going on in the relationship between them, and the relationships don't move forward.
Mm-hmm. You know, I can point to some of the most precious relationships in my life right now. Mm-hmm. I so honor, and there's not a day that goes by that I am not grateful to tears almost, Dr. Jaffe, if you know what I mean, for having a best friend like my best friend Linda. And I think about the times that she stuck by me in the worst of my life. And my sense is that for me, I honored that from a very deep and spiritual place, because I don't just thank her for it, but I do thank the divine for it. Mm. What role does that divine connection play?
Well, I mean, first of all, you know, in the role of friendships, having a great friend, you know, is one of the real gifts of being a human being. But the deeper friendship is actually having a friendship with the divine itself. Mm-hmm. So you and I both know people go to church and they pray to God, but I'm not sure how many people actually listen and get the answers so that there's actually a dialogue going on. And the real friendship between a human being and God is actually a friendship where the person asks the divine for help. The divine responds, you know, sometimes through the angels, sometimes through, you know, just speaking to the person in their heart, deep in their being. And there is this real friendship. And when you create that friendship in yourself, what happens is there's a level of support and wisdom and a way out. What I say is the divine always gives you a way out of every situation, so that not way out in the sense of divorcing, but way out in the sense of figuring out how to deal when you don't get along with each other, mm-hmm. or when you can't find a relationship. The divine will show you the way through. It's called the way through, to be able to come to the love and come back together so that the love can be
not only ignited, but can reach a really high level inside of your own hearts.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's so much right now to talk about. I mean, there's so much in looking at creating loving relationships. Mm-hmm. And part of what I know that you do is really look at what stops us from mm-hmm. having great relationships, mm-hmm. but also what is it that we need to set into motion to achieve a healthy, loving, and fulfilling relationship. And, you know, part of today's show is really breaking this down and looking at them. Relationship with self, relationship with partner, children, friends, as I mentioned, and relationship with the divine. So today, we're going to be looking at these. And when we come back, Dr. Jaffe is going to take us through these scenarios that I know many of you relate to. Why don't my relationships ever seem to work? How can I trust my own judgment in relationships? You know, how am I going to know when, as I like to say, got to know when to hold them or know when to fold them? We're going to talk about all of that. We're going to take your questions for those of you out there that are thinking, ooh, I need to get a little help, a little relationship help here from somebody that knows how to tap deeply in to the divine messaging around this. 1-800-930-2819. Why do my relationships never seem to work? Why? The famous why question we have an answer for. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you how you can find out more about medical spiritual healing and much more. We'll be right back, everyone.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Machanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Machanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Machanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
How many times do you find yourself saying, "It was nothing"? Next time someone tells you, "Great job," you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self. Check out her website, couragetobeseen.com, and listen to the first Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. Pacific with host Sherry Clark. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. You know, this is Journey into Spiritual Healing. I'm Dr. Pat. I get to do this fabulous show every month with Dr. Ibrahim Jaffe. Today, we're talking about creating loving relationships, but I really want to let everybody know several things. You know, before the show, I said, yeah, this show is for you. This is a show to help at least begin to help heal the woundedness that many of us have faced in relationships. And let me just be clear about what we're talking about. We're not just talking about love relationships, although I sense that that's going on. We're talking about healing relationships that perhaps you've had at work. I studied that for 8 years. How about friendship relationships that failed you? How about love relationships? How about relationships with what you assess is happening with people, for example, that you elected into Congress? These are all part of the energy. And without a loving relationship across the board, how about family? Oh boy, I've almost forgot that one. This is to get some help with this, to get some clearing, to get some healing. Because I will tell you this, it wasn't until that realization for me and identifying what I was carrying in my life, decades old, did I actually discover there was a pathway to freedom. But more importantly, Dr. Jaffe teaches this. Foundations of Medical Spiritual Healing teaches it, right? And so for those of you out there, there is an upcoming class starting in June. And I want to tell you that if you want to find out more about this, just call the office, call the team that's waiting, 888-237-5233. Go ahead and get folks to answer questions to tell you about the class. This is what Dr. Jaffe does. And then he's created University of Medical Spiritual Healing. And it's a great way to look at this and get involved upfront and personal if you live in the Florida area, if you want to get there. Again, call the office, 888-237-5233. You know, this is the way to get connected. But if you want to find out more about Dr. Jaffe, about his coaching, you want to have him come speak, if you want to have him come do an event, go to Dr. Jaffe, J-A-F-F-E-M-D for doctor.com, drjaffemd.com. Today, we're taking on relationships, and we may skip one of the breaks to do that because it's a big conversation. If y'all out there and y'all want some help with this, you can always call in. Or you can ask your question at transformationtalkradio.com. Right there is a question box. The call-in number, 800-930-2819. All right, Dr. Jaffe, look, what's stopping me? So look, here are the things that we say to ourselves. Oh my gosh, Dr. Jaffe, why me? Why do these relationships never seem to work? I don't know that I can trust my judgment. How am I going to pick somebody? I don't care what online thing I get to. I always end up with somebody that doesn't know how to cut their steak properly. and by the way, then I get in the relationship and I'm telling you, you know, you got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them. Just doesn't work for me. So let's hit them all.
All right. Well, as long as we're talking about Kenny Rogers. we'll go into that because I actually know the man, but that's funny. Anyways, the bottom, you know, one thing I want to talk about is I wanted to start talking about children for a minute, and then we'll go into this other thing, which is that, you know, the relationships with children are probably the closest thing to our relationships with our beloveds, our spouses, and this type of thing. And, you know, the issue that I think for these relationships to work, what happens is that we have to choose the person from the heart, not from the personality level. So when people go and they meet relationships, what they do is they first see the person. They say, okay, this person, you know, passes my sight test. They're dressed the right way. They look good. They act a certain way. They pass the outer test. But what happens is that there's a much deeper thing, which is the heart. And we're not really looking past that outer, well, I call ego, of course, but, you know, looking past the ego self. And that's a mask. That's really not the truth of the person. That's what they've manufactured. What's behind it is really who they are in the heart. Now, when you go into relationship, if you go into relationship with the mask,
you know, that mask will hold up for, you know, maybe a year or 6 months. But after you're together, it's going to start to fall down. So what you're going to be left with is that deeper place of the heart. So if you want your relationships to work, the key is actually learning how to see past the mask of the manufactured self, you know, and go inside of it to who the person really is. And I've seen places where, you know, somebody will drive around in a beautiful car, they look great, and then you get back to their house and they're living in a, in, you know, just a place that's just a mess and it's a dump, and they're not taking care of anything. They, you know, put on that beautiful mask to catch you. But once you get back, you find out, no, this is not really who they are. We have to go and learn how to feel into the person's heart. Who are they really? Not what they're showing us, not what they say, but what are they really? And then to look and put the two together and say, well, on the outside, this is how they look. They look professional, or they're acting a certain way. But inside, perhaps, they're very much vulnerable. Maybe they're more like inner children inside. So you might think you're going into a relationship with a professional, but in fact, what you're really doing is entering into a relationship with a child who's dressed up like a professional. So when we learn to feel into the person's hearts, then we can find out what's real. And this is the same thing with children, because when your kids come to you and they start acting out and they start, you know, telling you, especially teenagers, about how bad you're doing and what's not right about you as a parent, if you buy into that outer self, of course, you're going to go crazy and you're going to feel bad because you're, you know, no parent ever kind of trues up to what their kid says. But if you feel deeper inside to their hearts, you'll see what they're really calling for. They're really asking for something else. They're asking for respect. They're asking to be honored. They're asking to be seen as adults. They're asking to be valued. They're asking to be included. So in the same way we have to feel into the hearts of the people that maybe we're trying to choose as partners, by the same token, we have to also feel into our children's hearts to really understand what's true for them and treat them with the respect that they are, who they are as all people. We treat them with respect and they will respect us. And if we feel into our partners and we feel who they are and we meet them where they are, they will meet us from who they are. And then for the first time, maybe we can have a real relationship.
You know, I think you said something, and I want to stay with it for a minute, because one of the things that I know and have discovered both personally in my own life, but also, you know, that bit of research that I said I did, in multiple surveys across the board with people all across the country, when I ask folks, Dr. Jaffe, what is the number one thing another person is obligated to? And that's a strong word. That means prompt. That's like a prompt. That's an obligation is a big word, right? Mm-hmm. It's not like, what do you think somebody should do? It's like, what is your top thing that you believe another individual is obligated to provide you with? Mm-hmm. Not money, not security. I mean, go through the list. Mm-hmm. 99% of everyone I surveyed picked respect.
Respect. That's
perfect. Yep. And if that is the case across multiple populations of people, right? People in the workplace, unions, non-unions, you name it. Then how can we even quantify how important that is in relationships, Dr. Jaffe?
Mm-hmm. Well, I agree with you. If without the foundation of respect and politeness with each other and learning to honor each other, you know, there is no relationship, and that has to start, you know, whether it's with ourselves, where we're respectful to our own inner voices, or our partner, our children, our friends, or even you and I were talking earlier about the government in the same way.
Yeah.
There has to be respect there as well. You know, I know that, you know, even if you're driving and you get stopped, I was driving with one of my students the other day, she got stopped by a policeman. Because she just reached out and respected him very deeply, you know, he basically decided not to go forward with things, that he, you know, give her a ticket. Mm-hmm. But it was the respect that changed it. I think when we have respect with each other, you know, that's the foundation of any relationship. So I agree with you, Pat. You're right on it.
Well, and you know, one of the things too that I want to talk about is the work that you do is not just, I don't want to say touches upon this, but when we start to do the work to introduce each other to the power, the purpose, the beauty, whatever the language is of the divine, whatever, whatever that is, it's hard not to do that with an absolute energetic perspective, plug-in and frequency of respect. And I think even without saying it, Dr. Jaffe, right? And it's not just respect for it, the divine, but we also have to learn to respect ourselves. And I want to ask you about that, because I think often, and there's studies on women, Dr. Jaffe, that come out and say this all the time, we have enormous capacity for blah, 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 blah for others. But when it comes to ourselves, not so good.
Well, I mean, what's real respect? You know, a lot of people think respect is sharing what you think, or sharing your ideology, or sharing, you know, these type of things, what you want. But I personally think respect is actually respecting our deeper feelings of our heart. Mm. You know, and so if you're in relationship, the first thing, you know, can you really show up with what you feel?
Mm. Woo.
Yeah.
Wow, did you just say that? Did you just say that? We're going to take a break because Dr. Jaffe just said that. You got to show up relationship or what you feel, show up what you feel. Now, I want to talk with Dr. Jaffe about this because there's a way to do that. And then there's a way to do that, right? So that's if right. You're growing up with me and my Italian family, right? Mm-hmm. Half Italian, half South American. If you're growing up with that family on a holiday, you may get hit with a meatball if it's not cooked right. But that is not what we're talking about. Let's take a short break when we come back. How do we show up emotionally? And how do we show up emotionally with respect? And I want to tell you, I learned a lesson yesterday. Email is not it. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
What the fun do I do with my shui? Are you ready to hear what your space is about you and what you're communicating to the outer world about your inner dialogue? Are you ready to create harmony in your surroundings? Then join us on Clear Speak Talk Radio with Dr. Jeanette Wolf on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in every fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern for Current IT, integrated with ancient knowledge to boost the broadcast of your space. Visit JeanetteWolf.com for more information on this amazing approach.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your Golden Path. Visit heather-allison.com.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Have you been searching for a push to step out and share your gifts with the world? Allow Charlene Hess to empower you to start shedding the layers of your ego that are holding you back and begin feeling connected to your heart so that you can shine your unique divine light and share your gifts with the world. Tune in to The Charlene Hess Show, Living on Your Heart's Edge, every third Friday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit CharleneHess.com.
Benny, I'm going to ask you to pull up a song. I don't know if you could do it. It's kind of a last minute thing, but there's an energy that both Dr. Jaffe and I are feeling. And I know the energy quite well. I know what it's like to lose, Dr. Jaffe. I know what it's like to lose a mom at age 6 from suicide. I know what that's like. I know what it's like to really lose, you know, early on, the depth of women that have been prominent in my life, starting with my mom, my sister, my stepmom, my mentor, who died on a trip that I was supposed to be on in a car accident. I know those feelings. I also know what it's like to lose a job and the pain of that, or to lose every dime you've ever earned. See, there's an energy of that. But, you know, there's something interesting when you said to me during the break, Dr. Jaffe, that you could feel it. And the song, Benny, that has always been, for me, one of the most saddest, painful songs that I think reflects the human consciousness in the United States when it comes to pain, is this gut-wrenching Sinead O'Connor, Prince wrote it, Nothing Compares to You. Now, what I want to say is, let's hold off on playing that. But that song became so iconic because our culture does not have a place, a healthy place to go with emotions. And before the break, you touched upon that. So please take us to the next level of that conversation. And how is it and why is it so important to fully, respectfully express our emotions?
Yeah, well, that's the key. People wonder why they're alone, you know, and the reason we're alone is because we're actually not sharing our feelings. So if we're in relationship, you know, we're hanging out with our friends, we're not telling the truth, we're not feeling the truth, then we end up playing the game. We're in that mask, we're playing a game, but deep down inside, our hearts are crying because we're not really being honest and truthful about what's real. And then, of course, once you get in touch with that truth and you start sharing it, that's when you find out really who you're with. Are you with a friend that really wants to hear your feelings, who wants to know what's true for you, supports you in your feelings? Are you with a spouse who's doing the same? Or are you with somebody you share your feelings and they turn around and, you know, make a hot dog? You know, if they're not listening to you and they're not feeling you, maybe that person really needs to open their heart to be able to know you, so that you can have a real relationship with that person.
You know, I'll tell you this too. That is a very, very specific situation that you described. But let's really talk about for a minute where we are in our culture right now and how this shows up in other ways. So sometimes, Dr. Jaffe, right, and I know you teach this, whether it's in the Foundations of Medical Spiritual Healing or University of Medical Spiritual Healing. For those of you out there, go to Dr. Jaffe, MD, fabulous classes that he's bringing into the world. It may not be that explicit. It may not be, I'm trying to have a heartfelt conversation and you just decide you're going to flip a bleeping hot dog. It may be more like, I'm trying to have a conversation with you. I've called you and I can hear you typing on a keyboard. Whoa. These are the things that we have to first be mindful of and stop. We have to stop some of this to be even begin to show up, don't we?
Yes, we do. Yeah, I mean, this is, you know, in healing work, probably most illness is really about unexpressed feelings. You know, and in relationship difficulties, it really actually comes down to listening, that one partner is speaking and the other partner is not hearing, or one partner is not telling the truth of how they're feeling and the other partner interprets it another way. The bottom line, they never get on the same page. So, you know, my experience is that when people are really honest with the truth of their own being and they share it
and the other person learns to listen to it, sometimes feed it back. You have to give it back to the person because we often misinterpret things through our own filters. You know, somebody says one thing, I love you, and that means, you know, to the other person, you know, I want to have sex with you. It's not the same thing. You know, you have to understand what the person means. You have to feed it back to the person so they really understand what it is that you're saying. And when the two people really get on the same page, and if they find out in that moment that they both really embrace each other, that becomes the beginning of a really honest relationship and a really healthy relationship. If, on the other hand, you know, a partner is unwilling to share their deeper feelings because sometimes maybe they're, you know, what happens if you find the deeper feelings? You're saying, well, you know, I really want to be with you because I like how much money you provide for me. You know, then you have to get very real with yourself because maybe you're not really being honest about why you're in that relationship. So you have to make a choice. You want to be in it for love. You've got to share those deep feelings honestly. If you find out that what you're really in it is for materialism or for some other reason, then you know you're not going to find the love. You're going to lose the love no matter how hard you try.
Wow. You know, one of the things I want to say to everybody out here, Dr. Jaffe has created the 7 C's of relationship. And, you know, every time he comes on, he has so many things he gifts to all of you. And I want to make sure I want to mention how you can get a PDF of the 7 C's of relationship, because we're going to talk about them now. The best way to do it is just send a text message and text the word relationships with an S to this number, 707-755-7511. Real simple. The word is relationships with an S to 707-755-7511. And you will get this beautiful roadmap. And I think what I want to do is I want to talk about this now because it ties everything in, right? Mm-hmm. You know, it ties in the idea of unity. It ties in, you know, desire versus commitment, because I got to tell you, I know those two things are not the same. But you came up with the 7 C's of relationship. Please share what those are for us.
Well, the 7 C's, you know, as a spiritual healer, so many people call me with relationship issues. And so I sat down one day and I just started listing and putting them together and thinking, what are really the keys to relationship? And these 7 C's showed up. So I won't go through all of them because you can get the PDF and you should look at it. But the bottom line, the first one has to do with commitment, the C of commitment. And what I found was that most people, the commitment levels weren't identical. And so one person was in it, you know, heart and soul, body and spirit, everything. The other person was in it, you know, kind of casually, going to see if it works. And then, you know, they're going to put their toe in the water. That makes a really big difference if the relationships are going to go forward. So we would work on how do we get on the same page. If you're married, for example, you should definitely be there full on. You know, you both want to go totally into that relationship and give everything. You know, if you're dating, that's another story, of course, and you have to really see, you know, okay, maybe I want to dip my toe in the water and see if that's right. So the first thing is commitment. And the second thing I have found is that it's commitment to each other, but there's two other pieces, which are commitment to the self. In other words, are you committed to your own self showing up? And then the third piece is actually commitment to spirit or to the divine. Are you willing to get that spiritual understanding? Because, you know, you might be saying A and the partner's saying B, but if you go to the spirit, it's going to illuminate something completely different about your relationship that both of you might have missed. And that's really what I believe to be going on. So it's a combination of commitment to self, commitment to the other, and commitment to spirit to make the relationship work.
Dr. Jaffe, when we were at the break, and I want to really talk about this, and perhaps Benny, let's go ahead and skip this next break if we could. When we were at the break, you and I were both commenting on the energy or what we feel or what we sense, let's just say for the moment, you know, this sense of deep emotional pain on this topic. I sensed it as well. And then it seems, as we're talking about it, it seems to be accelerating. And it's sad. And you know, there's so many people that are carrying the pain of this. So I want to talk with you about, what are some of the actions? What can people do to begin the healing process?
Yeah, I mean, that's really, you know, in my opinion, the deepest question that you're asking, which is, you know, how do we change what doesn't work? And you know, the answers are, first, you have to make a commitment to want to make the change. Mm-hmm. And you know, even if your partner doesn't want to make it, you should make it yourself. And then secondly is to really honestly look at what's not working. So you have to really figure it out. Okay, what's not working? We're not intimate with each other. We don't communicate with each other. You know, the romance is gone in the relationship. There's not love there. Mm. You know, then this is the part that's the toughest. Then you've got to look inside yourself. Instead of saying, well, it's my partner's fault, you know, you look inside yourself and you say, how is it that I've contributed to that problem? And you'll see that there always, it takes two to dance. There's always two in there. So, you know, rather than, you know, people say, well, it's 50-50, I always say it's 100-0, 100-0. You know, we're going to take 100% responsibility for our side of the equation. And you go inside and you look deep in your heart. And when you find the places that don't work, you apply spiritual healing to that place. Spiritual healing simply means that you're using the divine, you're using the light of spirit, the light of God, to actually purify or heal that place. Because when you do that, it's going to change that place to be raised up to the highest spiritual possibility. So for example, let's say inside yourself, you say, well, the truth is I'm afraid to love. Mm. You know, and then you bring it to spirit. And you see what spirit will do. Spirit will actually bring down the actual light or attribute of love itself, and it will place divine love in your heart. So you say, well, I don't know how to love. But if you really brought it to the spirit, spirit would give you the frequency of love, would put it right in your heart, and then you would know how to love. So it's not like it's a learning, it's an absorption. You're going to absorb what you need to learn and then simply express it, because it will be inside of you. Then you will know how to love. And that's the beauty of the spiritual healing. Now you bring that back to your partner, and now your partner has to be able, you know, your partner will say, well, what happened to you? You're different now. You're giving me love like I've never had before, and I trust you, and I feel safe with you.
Mm. And, you know, what you're talking about, too, is really the beauty of understanding that when we come from a place to love, and when we come from that place of being open. And I want to say this, Dr. Jaffe, and I'd love for you to comment on it. To be open to take that risk. Because some people see it as a risk. For example, one of the questions we asked before was, how can I trust my judgment? And let's just make it short and talk about this, because this ties into the spiritual nature. Let's just say, how can I trust? Let's just say that. Because if we don't talk about that, how can I trust? Whether it's how can I trust again? How can I trust myself? How can I trust another? How can I trust? I think that is at the key to the behavior that we enable or empower ourselves to take.
Yeah. Well, I mean, trust itself is an attribute. In other words, trust is a light, and it comes from God itself, and it's something that's placed inside people's hearts and souls. And so if you don't trust, what it really means is that somehow the light of trust has been corrupted inside of you. So, you know, Rumi, the famous poet, said, nobody needs to learn to love. They just need to clean the rust off their heart, and love will return.
Mm.
You know, and it's the same way with trust. Nobody really needs to learn to trust. They just have to release those wounded places where their trust got broken and work through them. And then trust just kind of, it's like perennial. It comes back again because you cleaned it. So the first step is you have to find out, well, okay, I got my heart broken when that person betrayed me in relationship.
And so now I'm not going to trust anymore. But if you really looked inside yourself, you'd see that that betrayal can be healed. And if you take that betrayal to spirit, spirit would actually release the betrayal from you and replace it with deepening trust. And then in the future, not only would you trust, but you would be stronger in your trust so that betrayal would never hurt you again. You'd go beyond betrayal. You'd grow.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? The way you're talking about it, we don't think about it like that. We don't really think about setting ourselves up every day of our lives to be in the space that you just described, right? To be in the space where, you know what it reminds me of, Dr. Jaffe? It reminds me of a conversation I had with one of my doctors about 10 years ago, where they said, look, Pat, you're on a healing journey for your body, but think about it differently. You know, think about this is a way for you to restore yourself, your body, your mind, your spirit. And it's not a one-time event. It's really the question you have to ask yourself as you take this journey is, what are you going to do? What things are you going to put in place so that every day you're strengthening that part of you? I think that's what you're saying as well, because what I've learned the hard way is my spiritual journey is not a one-time event. And I really do need to spend time every day strengthening that. I think you're talking about the same thing here with loving relationships.
Well, the way spirit works, you know, is that every day is a teaching, you know, so that each day some, you know, at least one thing happens.
Yeah.
That is there to teach you something, right? So the teaching is really at the deepest level to be able to change our weaknesses into strengths.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and not only our own strength, but divine strength. So we change, you know, our lack of compassion into compassion, but then divine compassion is beyond human compassion. But we can learn it. So, you know, whatever happens in each day spiritually, when the challenges come, you know, your husband comes home and he's, you know, cold to you and you shut down, you're hurt, you know, your heart hurts because you're not getting the love. You know, you go inside and you realize that in a way, you're vulnerable. This is a place where, you know, somebody can hurt you, in this case, your husband. So you go in and you can change that. And then all of a sudden, you're no longer hurt anymore by his coldness. In fact, as you grow further, you get so full of love that you realize that he's hurting, that he's closed down maybe because he failed at work or whatever happened. And the love flows out of you to him and fills the places that he needs. And then once he kind of walks through his pain, he realizes, oh, my God, I can't live without this woman. She's giving me everything that I need. And I as a man, I can tell you, when you receive that from a woman, you don't go anywhere. Mm-hmm. When you're getting that love, you're going to go back to her again and again because she's giving you the milk that you need. So we change our weaknesses into strengths. And we change, you know, that hurt into real love. And we give that love no matter what our husband does. You know, 9 times out of 10, they're going to come back. They're not going to want to leave your side because you're giving them what they need.
Yeah. You know, there's this saying, Dr. Jaffe, and I think it would be really good for us to take a look at it. There's this saying, you know, sometimes what you have to do is when you fall off the horse, you just get right back on. And I think there's a lot to be said about that. But I also think there's the point that you just talked about. It's like, you know, today, what am I to learn about this? What am I to learn so that I can trust? And it really begs this next question. If I've fallen off the horse, Dr. Jaffe, how do I know that I'm even with the right person today? Or that I'm going to get the right person next time around. The right person, that one.
Yeah, that one, huh? Yeah. Well, I think, you know, this is a really difficult question because in most therapies, you know, you know, it's kind of like you're kind of weighing the logical side. Well, this person hasn't shown up and this hasn't happened and it's not going to happen. So we're going to make the decision to separate or come together. I, you know, for me, that's all a very irrelevant way to choose whether to stay in a relationship or not. I think the way you really choose is you connect your heart to that other person, and you connect your heart to that other person in the presence of Spirit, in the presence of God. And when you do that, if from God you feel love pouring out, you know that that's God's sign that you're supposed to continue in that relationship, even though it might be hard. On the other hand, if you connect it in the presence of God, it's light and love and Spirit, and you find that God withdraws, God starts to pull away and the love starts to fizzle away from God, then you realize that God is saying that this relationship is leaving and that it's no longer going to work. Now, at that point, you can make a choice. You can say, you know what, it's fizzling and I really want to make it work, and you can recommit to it. And it's possible in that recommitment, God will try again and again to help you. Or you can just honor it and say, well, you know what, this is the decision. And no matter what I think about it, ultimately at the highest level, this relationship is going to complete itself. And then you have to accept that and move forward with your life. So, you know, this is the why I say relationships are not only to be ended with our logic, you know, and oftentimes we close our hearts because we've been hurt. But I don't believe that's really the right reason to end the relationship, because what if you could open up those wounds and you find out that you absolutely adore that person and you just got so hurt by it that you couldn't get back to the love?
Right.
So it's very complicated in those choices.
Right. And I think the key to what you said is open. And I think it's a great way to really bring this back together right here in the next couple of minutes we have left. People talk about the heart as open or closed. And, you know, many people have talked about woundedness and a closed heart. But what you just said, I believe, is key to even beginning this journey. And we have to learn how to open our hearts, especially if they're not open. And isn't that the essence and where connecting with the divine can assist in that process more than I think pretty much anything else?
I agree. You know, once you close your heart, you cut off your spiritual life, you cut off your heart life, your love goes away. You know, life becomes dreary and depressed and gray and thankless. But when you open your heart, you know, your life is amazing. You know, it's an incredible journey and beauty to life. So the key, one of the keys, I think, unfortunately, we should learn in high school, which we don't, is how do we open our hearts after we get hurt? You know, how do we open our hearts after somebody, you know, slights us or betrays us or just doesn't give us the love and we so much want the love from them? But once we learn to keep our heart open, and my experience is that the people who learn that, everybody wants to be around them. Once that these people who have the big hearts and their hearts open and they're loving everybody, the people are lining up. I remember one time we had this one woman in my school, very attractive, very closed heart, was looking for a relationship, and she just couldn't find one. Nobody wanted to be. Then this other woman was not very attractive, but my God, her heart was wide open. She was given the love, and the men were lining up for her. They all wanted to be with her and enjoy her love and her kindness and her laughter. And that heart really brought in the relationships. And she ended up having a beautiful relationship with someone. So, you know, we have to learn to open our hearts. When we do open our hearts, many people are going to want to be with us. You don't have to be lonely when your heart's open. And even if they're not with you and your heart's open, you're going to find yourself enjoying life in such a even simple way. You know, you go down to I'm in New York City here right now, you know, you walk outside the carts selling the food, but if your heart's open, it's just such a dance to be with these people, enjoying every little relationship you have is so beautiful. And that's what we really want to do. We want to learn how to live that life of joy.
Wow, that was so beautifully said. Dr. Jaffe, thank you so much for today. I also want to mention Foundations of Medical Spiritual Healing, University of Medical Spiritual Healing. And if you want to get the PDF of the 7 C's of Relationship, go to, text this number, 707-755-7511. I just did. And text the word relationships with an S, and it will be sent out to you.
You've been listening to Journey into Spiritual Healing Radio with Dr. Jaffe. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe will help you remove the veil of illness and unleash the ancient wisdom of healing as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. If you've missed any part of this episode or want to find out more about Dr. Jaffe, visit his website, drjaffemd.com.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.